If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
If you live or have lived anywhere in the Fox River Valley, you know the debate over dams and the removal of dams has been ongoing, I would say probably for decades. Then the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers had a broad initiative to take out, they still do, to take out 9 Fox River dams, including those in Elgin, in South Elgin. But the very first to do it was a dam owned and maintained by the Forest Preserve District of Kane County, and that was the dam in Carpentersville. And they successfully removed that dam last fall. And, of course, that uncovered a few things that they did not anticipate. Brad Stewart is the village manager of Carpentersville. Thanks for joining us, Brad. What are you facing now that the dam's been removed?
Thanks for having us. What we're facing right now is that there have been, with the lower water levels following the dam's removal, some of the buried pipes at the bottom of the river, specifically pertaining to the water and the sanitary sewer lines, did become partially exposed. So we did incur an immediate expense in covering those with appropriate stone and earthwork so that they were not exposed to some sort of trauma should a log or some other force strike them and breach them. And beyond that, we're exploring what would be effectively burying the lines at a deeper level, both one for water and one for the sanitary sewer, that would go across the width of the Fox River in one location. But that would have an expense attached to it.
Yeah, absolutely. How long have those water and sewer lines been under the river?
Approximately 60 years.
Okay. And that's probably the way it is all the way down the river, right? Through Elgin, South Elgin, Geneva, Batavia.
I certainly wouldn't want to speak for any of the other communities or the age of their particular infrastructure, but it certainly is possible that just as we had, and in fairness, these lines are still functioning. There's nothing wrong with them. We're taking these preventive measures to make sure that we do not have an interruption of service or some sort of a breach that would impact the Fox River. I assume every community along the river is going to have that same concern, especially if the water levels remain at what are recent historic lows.
And the cost of updating or replacing those pipes will be about 2 times, maybe a little more than what it costs to remove the dam. I understand that you're pursuing some grant money. Can you tell me about that?
Well, we are pursuing grant money, but frankly, there are limitations on what is available for this type of a project. There's an irony in that if we had an actual active leak, we would actually be better able to obtain grant money than if, as our lines are, they're actually functioning.
Isn't that the way things work? That's just silly. You're trying to be practice prevention so there's no contamination of the river, especially for your neighbors south of you. And yeah, that's definitely what they call irony or a catch-22. How deep is the river right now in Carpentersville?
The water levels really vary throughout the entire stretch of Carpentersville, but at this point, the water levels have increased a little bit in recent weeks, but still, in terms of a historic perspective for this time in June, the water levels are lower than would be expected.
I know there's a lot of boating in Algonquin. Is there boating in Carpentersville?
There is some limited boat activity and paddle craft activity on the Fox River. And so, yes, and that will continue to be the case.
And, of course, you know, everybody south of you along the Fox River has been watching this very closely because those municipalities think that, you know, anything you might encounter, they might encounter when their dam is removed. What advice would you have for them?
I would think that this is an opportunity for any of our neighbors to really look at the depth of their infrastructure lines and to identify if they have a potential exposure if the water levels were to drop significantly in their community, and to maybe come up with alternative designs and fewer crossing points across the Fox River through use of force pump and other engineering design and technology.
Did you have any say-so, or did anybody have say-so over the removal of the dam in Carpentersville, since it was being done by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers?
We ourselves did not have any direct say-so in the dam's removal. It was a project, as you correctly point out, was overseen by the Army Corps of Engineers. The dam itself is not Carpentersville's property, even though it's in our jurisdiction. It belongs to the Forest Preserve District. And obviously, both the IDNR and the IEPA were also involved in that review process.
And it seems as if the removal went according to plan. We had talked to some folks from Carpentersville back in the fall, and they were taking everything out in the silt and, you know, getting rid of that. Have there been any other major issues other than the one we're talking about now?
Nothing that would be of particular concern to us. We certainly kept a careful eye on the water levels, even going back to last fall, just to make sure we were as much anticipating perhaps an increase in the water flowage downstream with the removal of the dam as we were what we encountered this spring, which was really the opposite, which is a decrease in total water coming through.
And that really has to do with lack of snow this winter, doesn't it?
I understand that to be correct, although I'm not going to profess to have the meteorological knowledge to say that with expert authority.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Brad. We appreciate it. It's a story that obviously you know people in Carpentersville have paid close attention to, but all the way down the river.
Absolutely. No, and I appreciate you paying attention to it and getting the word out there.
That's Brad Stewart, Village Manager of Carpentersville.